Hare Krishna， 亲爱的大家，不好意思啊，稍微等一下，马上就把他不接进来了。Hare Krishna， 宝宝。Can you hear me？ Yes。
I can hear you。
Okay， please. Now I am in YY， and please allow me to say the first part of the class。
Sure. Why not？
瓦昆塔之音，服务员员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年7月14日，星期日。不好意思啊，今天早上刚才又是有点就是连接上的问题，所以又耽误了。那我们今天呢，非常荣幸的邀请到了让他成长跑步，为我们讲述今天的盛典博加瓦坦的早课，请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 We are reading this morning from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, Text Number 8, Scheduled Incarnation with Specific Functions.
我们今天讲的是圣典博加瓦坛第二篇第七章，起特殊作用的化身。今天读的诗节是第八诗节。
So we'll read the verse.
所以我们来读这个
诗节。
Vida
Saptani
Saptani
Udita
Udita
Patribir
Patribir
Anti
Anti
Ragya
Ragya
Bala
Bala
Api
Api
San
San
Upagataha
Upagataha
Tapase
Tapase
Banani
Banani
Tasmai
Tasmai
Adat
Adat
Dhruvagatim
Dhruvagatim
Grinate
Grinate
Prashanaha
Prashanaha
Divya
Divya
Stuvanti
Stuvanti
Munaya
Munaya
Yat
Yat
Upari
Upari
Adastat
Adastat
Vida Sapat Yudita Pratibirantiragyo
Veda Saptani Udita Pratibirantiragyo
Balopi San Upagatas Tapase Vanani
Balopi San Upagatas Tapase Vanani
Tasmad Agat Dhruvagatim Grinate Prashano
Tasma adat dhruvagatim grinate prasannano
Divya stuvanti munayo yad uparyudastat
Divya stuvanti munayo yad uparyudastat
One more time. Vida sapatyudita pratibirantaragyo
Veda sapati nyutya titita patriburi antirajos
Balopi sanupagatas tapaste vanani
Balopi sanupagatas tapaste vanani
Tasmat adat dhruvagatim grinate prasano
Tasma adat dhruvagatim grinate prasnano
Divyastuvanti munayo yat uparyadastat.
Divyastuvanti munayo yat uparyadastat.
Vidha.
Vidha.
Pinched by.
因什么而伤心
？Sapatni.
Sapati.
A co-wife.
另一个妻子。
Udita.
Udita.
Uttered by.
有什么声言
？Pratibhi.
Pratibhi. 被尖酸。
By sharp words.
被尖酸刻薄的言辞。
Anti.
Anti.
Just before.
正在什么之前
？Ragya.
Ragya.
Of the king.
国王的。
Bala.
Bala.
A boy.
男孩。
Api.
Api.
Although.
虽然。
Son.
Son.
Being so.
如此。
Upagata.
Upagata.
Took to.
开始。
Tapase.
Tapase.
Severe penances.
严格的苦修。
Vanani.
Vanani.
In a great forest.
在广大的森林中。
Tasmai.
Tasmai.
Therefore.
因此。
Adat.
Adat.
Gave as a reward.
给予作为报酬。
Dhruvagatim.
Dhruvagatim.
A path to the Dhruva planet.
步向 Dhruva 星球的路。
Grinate.
Grinate.
On being prayed for.
听到祷告时。
Prashana.
Prashana.
Being satisfied.
感到满足。
Divyaha.
Divyaha.
Denizens of higher planets.
高等星球的居民。
Stuvanti.
Stuvanti.
Do pray.
祷告。
Munaya.
Munaya.
Great sages.
伟大的圣人。
Yat.
Yat.
Thereupon.
随即。
Upari.
Upari.
Up.
在上。
Adastat.
Adastat.
Down.
在下。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨。
Being insulted by...Sharp words spoken by the co-wife of the king, even in the presence, Prince Dhruva, though only a boy, took to severe penances in the forest, and the Lord, being satisfied by his prayers, awarded him the Dhruva planet, which is worshipped by great sages, both upwards and downwards.
译文和要旨由圣恩 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 提供。译文：尽管朱尔王子只是个小孩子，但当君王的另一个王后当着君王的面用刻薄的话语侮辱他时，他便去森林里苦修。至尊主为了满足他的祈求，赐给他朱瓦星球， 而这个星球受到在它之上和它之下的星球上的伟大圣人的崇拜。So I read the purple directly, right?
Sure.
要旨。乌塔纳帕的王的儿子朱瓦王子是伟大的奉献者。在他只有五岁时，有一天正坐在他父亲的腿上，他的后母不喜欢君王俯拍另一位王后所生的儿子，于是便把他拖走，并说他不可以要求坐在君王的腿上，因为他不是他所生的。后母这一行为使朱瓦这个小男孩感受到了侮辱，而他的父亲因为太依恋自己的第二个妻子，也没有反对他的说法。这件事发生后，朱瓦王子向自己的亲妈诉苦，而他亲妈对这种侮辱性的言行也无力反抗，只有以泪洗面。孩子询问母亲如何才能坐上父亲的王位，可怜的王后回答说，只有至尊主才能帮助他。这孩子又问在什么地方能够看到至尊主，王后回答说，据说伟大的圣人们有时会在密林深处见到至尊主。小王子于是决定为达到自己的目的，到达森林里去进行严格的苦修。人格守神为帮助朱瓦王子达成他的目的，特地派了 Narada Muni 去帮助他。在灵性导师 Narada Muni 的指导下，朱瓦王子进行严格的苦修。 Narada 传授朱瓦王子吟诵由十八个梵文字母组成的曼陀罗，其发音是 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。 后来至尊主 Vasudev 以人格守神四臂形象 Aprishinagarbha 出现在王子的面前，赐予王子处在北斗七星之上的一个特别的星球。朱瓦王子灵修获得成功时，面对面地见到了至尊主，他因为实现了所有的心愿而感到满足。至尊主赐给朱瓦王子的星球是凭主 Vasudev 的意愿安置在物质世界里的一颗固定的瓦昆塔的星球。这颗星球虽然在物质世界中，但毁灭发生时不会被毁灭，而会继续留在他自己的位置上。由于朱瓦星球是永不毁灭的瓦昆塔星球，处在它下方的北斗七星上的居民以及处在它上方的星球上的居民都崇拜它。伟大的圣人布鲁古所在的星球就位于朱瓦星的上方，因此至尊主以四臂形象 Prishinagarbha 显现，只是为了满足他的纯粹奉献者，而仅仅靠吟诵另一位纯粹奉献者 Narada 所传授的上述曼陀，朱瓦王子便达到了这个完美的境界。因此认真灵修的人可以光靠纯粹奉献者的指导达到面见至尊主的最高完美境界，而不惜一切要面见至尊主的决心，则可以使至尊主的纯粹奉献者自动来到真诚的人的面前。有关朱瓦王子的活动的详细描述记载在圣殿博加瓦坛的第四篇中。译文：尽管朱瓦王子只是个小孩子，但当君王的另一个王后当着君王的面用刻薄的话语侮辱他时，他便去森林里苦修。至尊主为了满足他的祈求，赐给了他朱瓦星球，而这个星球受到在他之上和在他之下的星球上的伟大圣人的崇拜。Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.Om Agyana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayan Rupa Kadamayam Taratishva Parantikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasana Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This chapter is giving a list of different incarnations.
在这一章里面呢，是列出了不同的化身。
And these incarnations are of different nature and also different purposes.
这些化身呢，他们有不同的性格，有不同的展现的目的。
It is mentioned in the scriptures that there are different kinds of incarnations.
在经典里面提到了他们是各种各样不同，在经典里面提到了有不同的种类的化身。
In Sanskrit, incarnation is named avatar.
在梵文里，化身被称为叫 avatar。
Avatar means one who descends.
Avatar 的意思是那个降临的人。
So there are different types of avatars.
所以有不同种类的 avatar。
For example, there is Lila avatar.
比如说有 Lila avatar。
Lila avatar means avatar that comes to perform specific pastimes.
Lila avatar 的意思是降临来上演一个特定的逍遥时光的化身。
Such as Kurma, Nishinga, Vamana, Krishna.
比如说像 Kurma, 像 Vamana, 像 Nishinga, 像 Krishna.
Then there is also Guna avatar.
然后还有 Guna avatar.
Guna avatar are three, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva.
Guna avatar 有三个，一个是主 Brahma, 主 Vishnu 和主 Shiva.
Then there are Purusha avatar.
然后还有 Purusha avatar.
There are also three.
Purusha avatar 也有三位。
And these are the three expansions of Narayan for the sake of the material creation.
那他们呢是为了要进行物质的创造，所以说呢，从主 Narayana 扩展而来。
One is Garbhodakshayi Vishnu.
其中一位呢是 Garbhodakshayi Vishnu.
One is.Karanodakshayi Vishnu.
另外一位是 Karanodakshayi Vishnu.
And the other one is Kshirodakshayi Vishnu.
还有另外一位是 Kshirodakshayi Vishnu.
Very good. So each one has a specific function to create, to maintain, and to stay in the material world.
Staying in the main.Create, maintain, and stay in the material world. 那么他们、
yes.
那他们呢有不同的这个功能，他们是为了创造，为了维系这个物质世界，以及停留在这个物质世界。
And then you have Shakti Vesha Avatar.
然后我们还有 Shakti Vesha Avatar.
So Shakti Vesha means those who are empowered.To act on behalf of Krishna.
Shakti Avishai 的意思呢是那些代表 Krishna 去活动的被赋予了力量的人。
Such as Prithu Maharaj.
比如像 Prithu 王。
Or Lord Buddha.
像佛陀。
And then you have what we callManvantara avatar.
然后呢，我们还有一种化身被称为叫 Manvantara avatar.
So they are the one who establish the rules for the material world at each kalpa.
那么 mamanta avartana 他们是在每一个 kalpa 的这个时间段里面呢去建立起在这个时间段里面要遵守的规范和原则。
So Krishna manifests in so many different forms.
所以 Krishna 呢他以很多很多的形象展现。
And we also understand from Bhagavad Gita what are the purposes for Krishna to come to this material world.
在《薄伽梵歌》里面我们也了解到了 Krishna 他降临到物质世界的原因是什么。
Paritranaya sadhinam vinashayasya duskritam dharma samstapanataya sambhavami juge juge. Krishna comes to reestablish principles of religion.
Krishna 他来是为了重建宗教原则
，to annihilate the demons，
斩杀恶魔
，and to protect his devotee，
以及保护他的奉献者们。
Now each one will see it in a different way。
那么每一个呢，都以不同的角度去看。
The devotees understand that actually Krishna only comes for his devotees.
那么奉献者觉得 Krishna 就是为了他的奉献者而来的。
But the world will witness that Krishna actually comes to reestablish principles of religion.
但是这个世界我们所看到的这种状况呢，就是 Krishna 他其实是前来重新建立起这个宗教原则的。
And to destroy the demons.
而且呢，还去斩杀掉这些恶魔们。
So in order to perform these three kinds of activities, Krishna will take on different forms, will perform different pastimes, will give different teachings.
所以为了要做这三件事 ，Krishna 呢，他就以不同的形式上演不同的逍遥时光，以给予不同的教导。
But we have to understand that all the incarnations are absolute.
但是我们必须要理解，所有的这些化身都是绝对的。
They may appear in different forms, but they are originally Krishna.
他们也许可能是以不同的形象展现，但是原初他们都是 Krishna.
The Acharyas have explained that.In fact, Krishna only comes for the pleasure of his devotees.
我们的 Acharya 向我们解释到，事实上 Krishna 他只是为了他的奉献者的开心而来的。
Now, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is also a description of all the incarnations of Krishna.
在圣典薄伽瓦坛第一篇里面也有关于 Krishna 的所有的化身的描述。
But there is a purpose for that in the first canto.
但是在圣典薄伽瓦坛的第一篇的这番描述呢，是有一个特定的原因的。
And that is to establish Krishna as the source and origin of all the incarnations.
那是为了要建立起 Krishna 他是所有的这些化身的源泉的地位。
In the second chapter of the first canto, we hear about the science of pure devotional service.
在圣典薄伽瓦坛第一篇的第二章里面，我们就听到了关于纯粹奉献服务的科学。
But pure devotional service can only be, can only be performed if there is an object of devotion, and that is Krishna.
但是呢，只有当有奉献服务的这个对象的时候，才可以去进行纯粹的奉献服务。那么这个对象呢，就是 Krishna.
So in the third chapter, the following chapter, Shukadeva Goswami introduces all the incarnations, or some of the incarnations that appear in this material world.So that devotees can render service to Krishna.
然后在第三章里面的Shukadeva Goswami 他就介绍了Krishna 的所有的这些化身的这些形象， 那么有些这个形象呢就来到了物质世界，这样的话呢就可以使奉献者有机会去服务他。
And to make sure that there is no misunderstanding, the very famous verse is mentioned at the end of the third chapter of the first canto.
那为了要消除大家的误解，在第一篇的第三章的最后就有了我们最非常著名的一节诗。
That of all the incarnations, Krishna is the original personality of Godhead.
在所有的化身中 ，Krishna 是最原初的至尊人格首神。
And this verse from the third chapter of the first canto is the key to understanding the entire Srimad Bhagavatam.
在这个《圣典博迦瓦坛》第一篇第三章里面，所有这些诗节是我们去了解整部《圣典博迦瓦坛》的关键。
Ete cham shakala pumshaha krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam mridayanti juge juge. So from all the mentions incarnations, Lord Krishna is the original personality of Godhead.
在所有这些所提及的化身中，主 Krishna 是最原初的至尊人格首神。
Now, in the second canto, we get another list of incarnations.
在《圣典博迦瓦坛》的第二篇里面，我们得到了另外一个关于所有这些化身的名单。
Now, the purpose this time is different.
但是这一次展现这个名单的目的又不一样了。
The purpose of giving the list of these incarnations is because they have a specific function which is relating to their relationship with the pure devotees.
那么这次所展现的目的呢，就是每一个化身它都有一个特定的一种身份，那么它这种身份呢都是他和他的纯粹奉献者之间的关系的展现。
And the list which is given in this chapter of the second canto is different from the list which is given in the first canto.
而且在《圣典博迦瓦坛》第二篇里面所列出来的主的化身的这个名单，和在《圣典博迦瓦坛》第一篇里面所列出来的主的这个名单是不一样的。
As we are progressing in the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, we discover more and more that the pastimes of the Lord are directly connected to the connection with His pure devotees.
随着我们越来越进一步的去阅读《圣典博迦瓦坛》，我们就发现主他的这个化身其实都是和他的这个纯粹的奉献者相连接在一起的。
There is a beautiful description about the devotees of Krishna.
你有一个非常美妙的描述是关于主 Krishna 的奉献者的。
That as Krishna is being glorified, his pure devotee is equally glorified.
也就是说，当主被荣耀的时候，他纯粹的奉献者也同样的得到了荣耀。
And therefore, the position of the pure devotee is very important to understand.
所以说呢，主 Krishna 的纯粹的奉献者对于我们来说是非常重要的，需要去理解的。
Srila Prabhupada explains that if a devotee is making an attempt to serve Krishna and may forget Krishna in the process, Krishna will never forget his devotee.
舒拉爸爸讲到，就是当一位奉献者他试图要去为 Krishna 服务，但是在服务的过程中呢，他忘记了他要服务的这个初衷，但是 Krishna 他永远都不会忘记他的奉献者。
Even when the devotee is making an attempt to serve Krishna and it's not very successful, Krishna does not look at the mistakes. But look at the intention.
当一位奉献者他有一个企图要去服务 Krishna， 但是他的这个服务呢并没有做得很成功，那么 Krishna 他是不会去看到奉献者在这里面所做的好的地方的，而他是会看到的是这位奉献者他的意图。
So, Prabhupada at the end of the purport mentioned that the story of Dhruva is mentioned and narrated in the fourth canto.
So, Prabhupada 在今天的这个诗节的最后这一部分就提到了关于在今天这个诗节里面所提到的这个 Dhruva Maharaj 的逍遥时光呢，是在圣典波迦瓦坛第四篇里面有详细描述的。
So, why is it mentioned here?
那么为什么会在这个地方提到呢？
Because it has to do with Krishna's pure devotee who has an interaction with one of Krishna's incarnations.
因为呢，这必须是相关于一位 Krishna 的纯粹的奉献者与他的其中的一个化身之间的关系而展开的。
And that's what the Srimad Bhagavatam is about. The Srimad Bhagavatam is aboutKrishna's pure devotees and their interaction with the Supreme Lord.
那么这个其实也就是圣典波迦瓦坛要涉及的内容。圣典波迦瓦坛涉及的内容就是他的纯粹奉献者的事迹以及他们和至尊主之间的相互的互动。
This is why we have to be very attentive during our studying of the Srimad Bhagavatam because we get to learn whatThe devotees in this material world go through in order to attain Krishna's mercy.
那所以就为什么当我们在学习圣典波迦瓦坛的时候呢，我们要非常的专注，从而了解到我们在物质世界的时候呢，这个奉献者都应该做什么，从而能够得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
And the devotees of Krishna in the material world always face tribulation.Always face challenges.
在物质世界的奉献者总是遇到各种各样的颠簸，总是遇到各种各样的挑战。
Because by facing challenges, they are in a favorable position to surrender to Krishna.
因为当他们面对挑战的时候，他们就处在一个能够向 Krishna 皈依的有利的状态下。
If there were no challenges, if there were no tests, then we would think that the material world is a very beautiful place to be.
如果要是没有挑战，如果要是没有任何的麻烦的话，那我们就会觉得这个物质世界是一个挺舒服的待着的地方。
The Prabhupada mentioned that maybe the material energy is difficult to deal with. Prabhupada used to say, maybe it's not easy to perform devotional service, but to struggle with the material energy is impossible.
Sure, Baba 他曾经就说过，那么也许呢，这个从事奉献服务并不是一件容易的事情，但是呢，去挣扎在物质的这种能量里面，更加是不可能的事情。
So we should never think that.Now that I'm a devotee, everything will be easy and everything will be smooth.
所以呢，我们可不能够觉得现在我们是奉献者了，所以呢，所有的一切事情都会是平平顺顺、舒舒服服的。
We normally remember Krishna in times of difficulties.
那么我们经常是在痛这个艰难的状态下的时候呢，会想起 Krishna。
And because we remember Krishna in times of difficulties, we remember Krishna even more when there are no difficulties.
那么就是因为我们在有困难的时候想起 Krishna, 这样会导致我们在没有困难的时候呢，会更多的想起 Krishna.
So here in this verse, we hear about the appearance of Lord Vasudev in the form of Krishna Garba.
那么所以在今天的这个世界里面呢，我们所听到的是 主 Vasudev 以这个 Krishna Garbha 的这个形象显现的。
In other words, Krishna appeared in front of Dhruva Maharaj in a four-armed form.
换句话说呢，Krishna 是以四臂的形象显现在 Dhruva Maharaj 的面前的。
And what made the Lord appear?
那么是什么原因使主显现的呢？
There are two main reasons.
有两个主要的原因。
One is that the name of the Lord was being repeated as a mantra meditation.
那么其中一个原因呢，就是主的名字在一个曼陀罗的冥想中被呼唤了出来。
Which means that if we chant the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna constantly without offenses, ultimately Krishna will manifest in the heart.
也就是说呢，如果我们要是在没有冒犯的情况下，恒常不断的去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗的话，最终 Krishna 就会在我们的内心显现。
So that's the one reason why the Lord appeared in front of Dhruva Maharaj.
所以这个是主为什么会显现在 Dhruva Maharaj 面前的其中的一个原因。
But the other reason is also the fact that Dhruva Maharaj was chanting this mantra because it was given by an authorized spiritual master.
另外还有一个原因呢，就是为什么 Dhruva Maharaj 他会念诵这个曼陀罗，是由于这个曼陀罗是由他的灵性导师所给予他的。
Dhruva Maharaj was lost in the
Sorry, Babu, the last part is broken, the voice.
Dhruva Maharaj was lost in the forest.
Dhruva Maharaj, 他迷失在了森林里。
And he wanted to perform austerities based on his mother's instruction.
那么他呢，是希望根据他的妈妈给他的这个训谕呢，去进行苦修。
So,Krishna actually sent Narada Muni to him to help him out.
所以呢 ，Krishna 呢就派来了 Narada Muni 到他的面前去帮助他。
The initial intention was for Dhruva Maharaj to go to the forest to become powerful enough so he can finally get to be with his father on the throne.
所以 Dhruva Maharaj 他最开始的这个意图，他到森林里面去进行苦修的原因呢，是他可以通过这样的苦修能够积攒强大的这种力量，然后最后呢就可以和他的父亲的王位进行抗衡。
So this was not a spiritual desire, this was a material desire.
所以这种愿望呢并不是一个灵性的愿望，这是一个物质的愿望。
So Krishna sent Narada Muni to help him out so that his material desire can be transformed into a spiritual desire.
所以呢 ,Krishna 就派来了 Narada Muni 来帮助他，使得他的这个物质的这种欲求可以被转化成灵性的欲望。
And this is what happens with all the living entities who come to a stage where Krishna appears in the heart and sends the spiritual master.
那么所以呢，这也就是所有的这个奉献者他所处在的这样的一种状态，就是Krishna 会派来一位灵性导师来帮助他。
So, in the purport, Prabhupada mentions that because Dhruva Maharaj had a spiritual master,And he had a mantra, his austerity made Krishna appear in front of him.
那么在今天这节诗的这个要旨里面，沙帕帕就提到了，那么Dhruva Maharaj 他有这个曼陀罗，而且呢他有这个灵性导师，所以呢使得他的这个苦修就得到，就这个苦修他的这个冥想得到了这个他想要的这种结果。
Prabhupada also mentioned that before the Lord appeared to Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj was engaged in very, very difficult type of yoga.
Srila Prabhupada 还提到了，在主显现在 Dhruva Maharaj 面前之前呢，Dhruva Maharaj 他进行了非常非常的艰苦的苦行。
By which he first performed Ashtanga Yoga.
首先呢，他所进行的是 Ashtanga 八步瑜伽。
And then he reduced his eating and reduced his drinking.
然后呢，他就减少了吃和喝。
Then he reduced his breathing.
然后呢，他也这个减少了他的呼吸。
Then he stopped eating, he stopped drinking, and even stopped breathing.
然后呢，他就停止了吃，停止了喝，以及停止了呼吸。
This is a very similar type of yoga practice which was performed by Hiranyakashipu.
那么这个呢，是和这个 Hiranyakashipu 所进行的这种习练是非常相似的一种练习方式。
But Hiranyakashipu's motive was to conquer the whole universe and to become immortal.
但是 Hiranyakashipu 他进行这个练习的目的呢，是为了让自己能够征服整个宇宙，能够变得永恒。
Dhruva Maharaj, all he wanted was to be allowed to sit on his father's lap.
但是 Dhruva Maharaj 他想要的就是能够被允许坐在他的父亲的腿上。
And Dhruva Maharaj at the age of 5 was behaving like a child.
那么 Dhruva Maharaj 呢，因为他只有五岁大的年纪，所以呢，他的这个行为举止还是跟孩子是一样的。
Any child will want to sit on their father's lap.
任何一个孩子都想坐在父亲的腿上。
There is nothing wrong with this. This is natural.
所以呢，这是很自然的事儿，这并没有任何错。
But his stepmother did not allow it to happen because he is not the direct son of the king.
但是呢，他的继母不允许这样的事情发生，因为这个孩子呢，并不是他和他的这个父亲直接生出来的孩子。
So how can a 5-year-old boy be so strongly motivated to go to the forest and perform austerities?
那是一个孩子，他怎么可能有这么大的动力到森林里面去进行苦修呢？
Where did he learn this?
他是从哪儿学来的呀？
Well, he was born in a Kshatriya family.
但是呢，他是出生在一个刹帝利的家庭。
And when you are born in a Kshatriya family, you are born with that kind of mentality and determination to fight.
所以呢，当出生在一个刹帝利的家庭中的时候呢，就会有这样的血，以及有这样的这种心气儿，是想要去进行斗争的。
And even at the age of 5, he was old enough to be hurt very deeply by his stepmother's words.
所以虽然他只有五岁，可是呢，他已经就是完全能够听懂他的这个继母的话，而被他的继母的话而深深的伤害了。
Even if you say something not nice to a child, they will begin to cry.
那即便是我们向一个孩子讲一些不太顺耳的话的话，这孩子他也会哭。
And they will go away, and they will sit in their corner, and they will cry, and they will feel offended.
那么这孩子呢，听了这些话以后呢，就会跑开，然后呢，把自己藏在一个角落里面，开始哭泣，因为他觉得被冒犯了，被欺负了。
So a child like Dhruva, when he heard his stepmother speaking very harsh words, he got very deeply offended.
所以说呢，当这个小孩童珠啊，听到了他的母亲所有这些尖酸刻薄的话的时候呢，他就觉得非常的被冒犯。
His father couldn't do anything about it. His mother couldn't do anything about it.
但是呢，他的父亲对于这件事情是无能为力的，他的母亲对于此事也是无能为力。
So as a Kshatriya, he had the fighting spirit. He said, "Okay, I'm going to do this by force."
所以呢，作为一个沙地利，当他面对这样的情况的时候，他就说：“好吧，那我现在就只能用武力来解决这件事了。”
And not only I will get my father's seat, but I will get even a kingdom bigger than my grandfather, which is bigger than Lord Brahma's kingdom.
而且我不仅是要得到我父亲的这个王位，而且呢，我要得到一个比我的祖父还要强大的一个国王，一个王国。就比我的 Brahma 祖父还要大的一个王国。
So in those days, by performing austerities, you would get a lot of power.
那么在那个年代，如果要是经过苦修的话，是能够获得很多的力量的。
But because Dhruva came from a family of pure devotees, Krishna was very merciful to him.
但是由于朱瓦呢，他是来自于一个纯粹奉献者的家庭，所以说呢 ，Krishna 对他是非常的仁慈的。
There were two kings, King Uttanapad and King Priyavrata.
那么有两位王，一位是 Uttanapad， 还有另外是 Priyavrata。
And both of them were pure devotees of Krishna.
那么这两位王呢，都是主 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者。
So first.Dhruva performed very severe physical and mental austerities.
那么首先呢，朱瓦马哈拉致他所进行的是从心智上以及从身体上的非常严苛的苦行。
So much so that he was strong enough to push down the whole Earth planet with one foot.
那么他这么做呢，使得他有足够的力量，能够把这个地球向后推一英寸，一英尺。
You understand?
Yes, yes. Just now I just say foot with the inches, but I correct it.
Yeah. So there was no real achievement by doing this.
但是这么做实际上是没有真正的。获得的就是没有，就是从这么做得不到任何的好处。
Just like a child, sometimes when they are hurt or when they are upset, they will make lots of noise, they will break something just to get some attention.
那就比如说孩子有的时候呢，他觉得被受伤了以后呢，他就会发脾气，然后呢他会把东西到处乱扔。他这么做的原因呢，就是为了要得到一些注意，得到一些关注。
And similar to hearing Akashipu, when hearing Akashipu perform very severe austerities, he got the attention of Lord Brahma.
同样，当 hearing Akashipu 当他在进行这严厉的苦修的时候呢，他也从主 Brahma 那里得到了一些关注。
We also have the story of the woman who was carrying some wood on her head, and when the wood fell off her head, she began to cry and calling Krishna.
那我们还听过一个故事，就是捡柴火的女子的故事。那么当她把这些柴火放在头上，然后这些柴火从头上掉下来的时候，她就开始哭，然后呢使劲呼唤着 Krishna。
So she was working very hard.
她工作的非常的辛苦。
So she could feed her family.
这样她才能够养活她的家人。
And then the wood fell off her head, so she could not continue her work. So she began to cry, and she started to call on Krishna's name.
但是呢，这个木头从她的头上掉下来以后呢，她就不能再接着工作了，所以呢，她就开始哭。然后一边哭呢，她还开始呼唤着 Krishna 的名字。
And she called Krishna's name so intensely that Krishna appeared to her.
然后呢，他是非常的热烈的在呼唤着 Krishna 的名字，使得 Krishna 就展现在了他的面前。
And when Krishna appeared, he asked what kind of benediction she wants.
当 Krishna 展现在他的面前的时候 ，Krishna 就问他，他想要得到什么样的祝福
He said, can you please help me put the wood back on my head so I can continue my work?
他说你能不能帮我把这些柴火再重新的放回到我的头上，这样我能够继续工作了。
And Krishna said, but I can give you a spiritual body. I can finish your miseries. I can bring you back home. She says, no, I just want the wood back on my head.
那 Krishna 说其实我是可以给你一个灵性的身体，然后呢我可以让你停止在这个物质上的这个痛苦，然后呢把你给带回到守神的身边。但是这位女子说不不不，我想要的只是你帮我把这些柴火放回到我的脑袋上。
So when one is situated in ignorance, even if Krishna is standing in front of you, you won't even notice it.
所以呢就是当一个人他处在愚昧中的时候，即便是 Krishna 展现在他的面前，他也没有办法注意到。
With Dhruva Maharaj, because he had the guidance of spiritual master Narada Muni, he was able to learn how to call upon Krishna properly.
但是呢 Dhruva Maharaj 由于他有灵性导师对他的正确的指导，所以说呢他就知道怎么是正确的呼唤 Krishna 的方式。
This is why mantras, especially the Maha Mantra,must be given through the disciplic succession.
那也就是这个原因呢，使得我们所念诵的这个 Maha Mantra, 这个伟大的曼陀罗呢，必须要通过我们的使徒传系得到。
There are many people nowadays who chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is very nice.
那么在当今的这个年代呢，有很多人都在念诵 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗，这也是一件很好的事情。
Actually,Even this mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, is very popular in China.
事实上 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya 这个曼陀罗在中国也是非常的盛行的。
But if it is not given by a spiritual master who is situated in a disciplic succession, these mantras will have very little effect.
但是呢，如果要是这个曼陀罗并不是在这个使徒传系上的灵性导师所给予的话，那么它的这个效果呢就非常的有限了。
So it's not just that simple that one must be connected to the disciplic succession in order for the Maha Mantra to be beneficial.
但是其实这事儿并没有那么简单，只不过是为了要让这个曼陀罗有效有益，所以说呢这个人要和这个使徒传系相连接在一起。
That would be too easy.
如果这么弄的话呢，就太简单了。
The idea is that when one receives the Maha Mantra from the spiritual master situated in the disciplic succession, one is also trained how to avoid offenses and trained how to be engaged in devotional service.
那事实上呢，是当这个人他和这个使徒传系上的灵性导师相连接了以后，其意义也在于他可以去被训练着如何不会产生冒犯，如何去进行奉献服务的活动。
And by performing devotional service and by avoiding offenses, the heart can be cleansed. And when the heart can be cleansed, Krishna is established until we can reach a level where we can meet Krishna face to face.
所以呢，当我们免除了冒犯，当我们的这个开始去从事这个奉献服务的时候呢，那我们的这个心呢就会得到净化。那么当我们的这个心净化到一定程度的时候，我们就能够来到一个层面，在这个层面的时候呢，就可以面对面的见到主 Krishna 了。
So in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, he was given the mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, which is the name of Krishna, by his spiritual master Narada Muni.
那么这个 Dhruva Maharaj 的这个情况呢，就是他在念诵 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya 的这个曼陀罗，而这个曼陀罗呢是 Krishna 的名字。那么这个曼陀罗呢是由他的灵性导师 Narada Muni 所给予他的。
And because this mantra was given by a pure devotee in the disciplic succession, therefore it has the potency to awaken pure love for Krishna.
但是就是由于这个曼陀罗是由一位在使徒传系上的纯粹的奉献者所给予他的，所以说呢这个曼陀罗呢他就会有这种力量 使这个被念诵的这个人的内心的纯粹的奉献奉爱被唤醒。
What had begun as a purely materially motivated idea was turned into a spiritual offering.
Sorry, my Prabhu, could you say it again?
Dhruva Maharaj's initial intention was a material motivation, but it was transformed into a spiritual offering.
这个朱瓦马尔指的他开始的时候他的这种动机呢是想要得到物质的好处，但是呢这个物质的这种欲望呢被转化成了灵性的愿望。
And when you see similar stories in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will see how the spiritual master has the ability and the power to transform people's material motives into spiritual motives.
那我们在这个圣典伯达瓦坛里面呢就可以读到这个灵性导师他是有这样的力量的，他可以把这个人的物质的这种动机给转化成灵性的动机。
Another important information which is not given here is that the location where Dhruva Maharaj performed his austerity
haveyou 另外一个非常重要的一点，但是在今天的这个世界里面没有清晰的解释出来，是朱瓦马尔指他进行苦修的那个地点。
He performed his austerities in Vrindavan.
他在文达本进行苦修的。
So, not only he was performing austerities, but he was chanting the holy name of Krishna under the direction of the spiritual master.In a holy place.
所以说呢，就是这个朱瓦玛什他并不仅仅是在进行苦修，而且呢，他是在这个他的灵性导师的指导下在进行这个苦修，而且呢，他是在圣地在进行这个苦修。
So the result was that Krishna appeared in front of him.
所以结果呢，就是 Krishna 展现在了他的面前。
Just like Krishna had appeared in front of Narada Muni.
那就好像是 Krishna 他展现在了 Narada Muni 的面前。
Just like Krishna appeared in front of Prahlad.
就像 Krishna 展现在了 Prahlad Maharaj 的面前。
And when Dhruva was standing in front of Krishna in the form of Prishnigarbha.He became speechless.
所以呢，当朱瓦他站在主 Krishna 以Prishnigarbha 的这个形象面前的时候呢，他变得无语了。
In other words, he had realized the presence of the Supreme Lord through the mantra that he was chanting, but to actually see the Supreme Lord face to face.He could not say a single word.
换句话说呢，就是虽然说他通过他所念诵的这个曼陀罗，他可以意识到主的存在，但是呢，当他面对面的见到主的时候，他还是非常的震惊，他还是就是没有办法说出话来。
This is a symptom which is described by the acharyas that when the pure devotee meets Krishna for the first time, they don't know what to say.
那 Acharya 呢也给我们解释过，当一位纯粹奉献者见到主，第一次见到主的时候，他所表现出来的这种真相就是他哑口无言。
Even when devotees come in contact in the presence of the spiritual master, they don't know what to say.
即便是奉献者，当他们见到自己的灵性导师的时候，也是说不出话来的。
Even sometimes they don't know how to ask questions because they're completely overwhelmed.
因为呢，他完全的被淹没在这样的这种情绪里面，所以说他根本就不知道该怎么会问问题了。
So imagine Krishna standing in front of you. What would you say?
所以我们来想象一下 ，Krishna 如果站在我们面前的话，那会儿你能说什么呢
？You would not be able to find the words.
你肯定就是都找不着什么词儿来说话了。
This is the same that happens in Vrindavan when Krishna's pure devotees, his parents, his friends, the gopis, when they see him, they become speechless.
嗯，那这也是发生在文达们的这个情景。那么当文达当 Krishna 的家人，他的这个朋友 Gopi 们，看到他的时候呢，他们都惊呆了，说不出话来。
And it's not just because they have no words to express their love, is that Krishna is beyond words.
那并不是说是他们找不到合适的词来表达他们的爱，而是 Krishna 是超越这些词的。
Sometimes people say that you cannot describe God with words because if you did, you would limit God.
那有的时候呢，我们就会说我们不能够用话语来形容神，因为如果我们要是用话语来形容神的话，其实我们就把这个神给局限住了。
So Dhruva Maharaj was only a five-year-old boy. When he was standing in front of Krishna, he became speechless and very, very emotional for some time.
所以呢，Dhruva Maharaj 他是一个五岁的孩子，但是当他站在 Krishna 的面前的时候呢，他有一段时间他就变得这个哑口无语，而且呢，他也就无就是没有办法去表达他任何的一种情感。
And then finally he began to speak.
一动不动，但是他最后呢，终于开始说话了。
And he began to glorify Krishna.
而且呢，他也开始去荣耀 Krishna.
So when you begin to glorify Krishna, you glorify Krishna based on your knowledge of Krishna in the material world.
那么当你开始去荣耀 Krishna 的时候呢，你是基于你在这个物质世界所了解到的这种情景去荣耀 Krishna 的。
And this is what the demigods often do. When they glorify Krishna, they glorify Krishna based on his opulence and his power within the material world, because they don't know what Krishna does in the spiritual world.
那所以这也就是半神人们经常做的事。那么半神人在荣耀 Krishna 的时候呢，他们就经常荣耀 Krishna 他在这个物质世界所具有的力量和财富。的原因就是因为他不知道 Krishna 在灵性世界里面都做了些什么。
Sometimes the demigods are given a glimpse of Krishna's beauty and opulence when they witness his pastimes in Vrindavan.
那有的时候呢，这个半神人们他们可以见证到 Krishna 在Vrindavan 的这个逍遥时光，所以说呢，他们也能给我们一个瞥示关于Krishna 有多么的美丽，以及他有多么的这个富有。
When the demons come, the demigods go and hide. They are afraid. But when Krishna is performing wonderful pastimes, then they are watching from the sky, and they throw some flower petals and they offer some glorification.
当恶魔来了以后呢，这些半神人就会吓得四散而逃，然后呢把自己藏起来，然后当 Krishna 杀死了恶魔以后呢，他们就会在天空中去观战，并且呢从天空中抛洒下这个鲜花，然后给予荣耀之词。
But Dhruva Maharaj was different because if there is one single wordthat can describe Dhruva Maharaj is determination.
但是 Dhruva Maharaj 呢是有所不同的。如果我们要是有一个词去形容 Dhruva Maharaj 的话，那么就是决心。
And this is one of the reasons why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent so much time hearing again and again the story of Dhruva Maharaj.And the story of Prahlad.
那这也就是为什么 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他会花很多的时间一次又一次的反复的去聆听 Dhruva Maharaj 和 Prahlad Maharaj 的故事。
Because of Dhruva Maharaj's determination to obtain Krishna.
就是由于 Dhruva Maharaj 他有这种坚定的决心要达到 Krishna.
And because of Prahlad Maharaj's devotion.
就是因为 Paramaharaj 的这种奉爱之情。
So this is what we have to remember from this pastime of Dhruva is his determination to achieve his goals.
所以说呢，这个是我们要在 Dhruva Maharaj 的逍遥时光中所记到的，所一定要记住的要点，就是他怀着坚定的决心要达到他的目标。
In the Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami explains what can be achieved by performing mystic yoga.
在奉爱的甘露里面 ，Rupa Goswami 给我们讲述了我们应该怎么做才能够达到 Bhakti 瑜伽，就是我们在练习 Bhakti 瑜伽的时候能够达到什么
？Now, mystic yoga.
就是我们在练习，就是这个玄秘瑜伽能够达到什么？对不起。
Okay, I repeat that. Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Devotions mentions that there are different ways to achieve mystic yoga.
那 Rupa Goswami 在奉爱的甘露里面就讲到了有不同的方法可以达到玄秘的瑜伽。
And to achieve mystic yoga, one must be determined.
那么要达到玄秘的瑜伽呢，人就必须要非常的坚定。
But what do we gain by performing mystic yoga?
但是我们去练习了玄秘瑜伽之后，我们能够得到什么呢？
You can become lighter than the lightest.
你可以比最轻的还轻。
You can become heavier than the heaviest.
比最重的还重。
You can be smaller than the smallest.
比最小的还小。
You can walk on the sunbeam.
可以在这个阳光中行走。
You can even create a planet.
甚至于可以创造出一个星球。
So it requires so much mental and physical austerity to reach these levels of mystic yoga.
但是呢，需要有很多的身体上和心智上的这种苦修，然后才能够达到这样的玄秘的瑜伽的力量。
But what have you gained? You've gained nothing, only something material.
但是你能够得到什么呢？什么也得不到，得到的只是一些物质的东西。
All you have to do is just offer a flower to Krishna, and you can get pure bhakti.
你唯一需要做的事情就是把花献给 Krishna， 然后就能够得到纯粹的 Bhakti。
So the determination of the yogis and the determination of Dhruva is different.
所以说这些瑜伽师们他们所怀有的这种决心和 Dhruva Maharaj 所怀有的这种决心是不一样的。
The result of Dhruva Maharaj's austerities was that he obtained pure devotional service.
Dhruva Maharaj 他的这个苦修最后所达到的结果就是他得到了纯粹的Bhakti.
Pure devotional service.
他达到了纯粹的奉献服务。
And as a result, when he expressed himself toKrishnigarbha, he says, I came here looking for pieces of glass, but actually I found a diamond.
所以说呢，他对这个 Krishnigarbha 的进献的这个导言就是，我在寻找的是一些碎玻璃，但是我却得到了一块真正的钻石。
So there's a big difference between broken glasses and a precious stone.
那么这个碎玻璃和宝石之间是有很大区别的。
In other words, if we are going to be determined in any phase of our lives, we should make sure that our determination is toward pure devotion and not towards material results.
也就是说呢，如果我们要是在我们的生活中要有任何的决心的话，我们要知道我们的这个决心是为了要得到纯粹的爱，而不是去得到一些物质上的东西。
And if a five-year-old boy such as Dhruva can achieve Krishna by determination, us as adults, we should be even more determined.
所以如果要是一个五岁的孩子，像Dhruva Maharaj这样的五岁的孩子，他通过决心都能够得到 Krishna 的话，那么作为大人的我们也应该得到同样的，就通过决心得到同样的食物。
Dhruva Maharaj obtained a planet called Dhruva Loka.
Dhruva Maharaj 他去到了一个星球，这个星球呢被称为叫 Dhruva Loka.
And this planet is never annihilated at the time of dissolution.
这个星球呢，在地球在宇宙毁灭的时候，它是不会被毁灭的。
It is never destroyed.
所以呢，它就永远都不会被毁灭。
Now, he wanted to be allowed to sit on his father's lap, but in return, he got an entire planet for himself.
所以他本来呢是想得到的是能够允许坐在他父亲的腿上，但是他却得到了一个整个的星球。
So there is another lesson here that I will finish with.
那我呢在结束讲课之前呢，我还想讲另外一个我们要学习到的要点。
The first thing is that Krishna mentions that it doesn't matter what motivation we have in life, as long as we want to achieve Krishna, Krishna will purify us.
那么 Krishna 就讲到了，无论我们在生活中有什么样的动机，但是只要我们想要有这个为 Krishna 做服务的这种愿望，那么 Krishna 呢，他都会帮我们净化。
There are many people who go to Krishna with material motives.
那么有很多人呢，都是怀着物质的动机去找 Krishna 的。
But this is not how we are trained in Krishna consciousness. We are trained in Krishna consciousness to approach Krishna with pure motivation.
但是这个并不是我们在 Krishna 知觉中所要得到的这种训练。我们在 Krishna 知觉中得到的这种训练呢，就是我们能有这种纯粹的这种动机去得到。So we get the pure motivation to. Sorry.
No. We are trained in Krishna consciousness to approach Krishna with pure motives.
对，我们是怀着纯粹的动机去我们怀着纯粹的动机得到训练，从而去到 Krishna 的身边，去接近 Krishna。
And that motive is, please engage me in your service. That's the only motivation we have.
那么这个唯一的这种动机呢，就是请求您让我为您做服务。
That's why we chant Hare Krishna, to beg for devotional service.
那这也就是为什么我们要唱诵 Hare Krishna, 就是去祈求着我们能够获得为他做纯粹做奉献服务的机会。
But we know that the nature of pure devotional service is no motivation and no interruption.
但是我们知道这样的动机呢，它是没有任何的动机的，就是去做奉献服务是没有任何的动机的，而且呢也是不会有任何的打扰的。
And whether Krishna gives us nothing,or Krishna gives us everything, it doesn't matter.
Krishna 什么都没有给我们，或者是 Krishna 会给我们很多东西，这都无所谓。
What we want is pure love for Krishna.
那么我们想要的只是对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱。
So we have to meditate on this pastime and learn from Dhruva Maharaj how to obtain Krishna.
那么所以说呢，我们要学着去冥想朱瓦马尔什的逍遥时光，并且和朱瓦马尔什那里去学着怎么能够达到 Krishna。
Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Hare Krishna， 亲爱的大家，所以呢，塔布的讲课的这一部分呢，就到这儿了。看看大家有没有任何的问题。 萨提玛吉您还在吗？Dina Tarini Mataji has a question.
Who?
Dina Tarini Mataji.
Dina Tarini.
It's a long one. 尊敬的 Radha Charan Prabhu, 请接受卑微的灵魂对您尊贵的为莲花族的顶拜。感恩主播和翻译。Sorry.萨提玛吉，您在吗？能把这个发给我一下吗？请教帕布以下问题：圣人纳尔的传播给朱尔王子的曼陀罗只适用于那个年代，无法在当今的年代获得灵性的完美，对吗 ？She asked five questions. Let's do it one after another. She said that a most respectful Radha Charan Prabhu.Please accept this very humble soul's very humble obeisances to your very prestige lotus feet. And thanks for the...
This is the first question?
No. The first question is that Narada Muni is the mantra to Dhruva Maharaj. It is only suit for that age.Cannot really help us to gain the perfection of the spiritual, cannot really help us to gain the spiritual perfection for this age. Is that right?
Can you repeat that question?
Yeah. Okay, now I have the question in front of me. The question is that...Narada Muni gave the mantra to Dhruva Maharaj. However, that mantra is only suit for that age, but cannot really help us to gain the spiritual perfection for this age. Is that right?
For this age, we have the Maha Mantra.
那么在这个年代呢，我们的曼陀罗是 Maha Mantra.
There was a devotee who approached Srila Prabhupada and asked him about different mantras.
有奉献者他去找 Srila Prabhupada, 请 Srila Prabhupada 给他不同的曼陀罗。
And Prabhupada said, yes, very nice mantra, but it's not necessary.
Srila Prabhupada 呢说那个曼陀罗挺好的但是呢并没有必要来念。
He said we should follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya.
他说呢
He has given us the Maha Mantra, and we should be satisfied with the Maha Mantra.
他说呢我们应该追随主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的足迹。那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢他给了我们这个 Maha Mantra, 所以呢我们就应该被这个 Maha Mantra 感到心满意足。
So we chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya every day before the Bhagavad Gita.
在圣典不教法坛的课程之前呢，我们每天都会念诵 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya 的这个曼陀罗。
Yeah, but the main mantra is the Hare Krishna mantra.
但是呢，我们主要念的曼陀罗呢是 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗。
Okay, second question.
朱瓦星球在宇宙毁灭时还留在物质世界里吗 ？When the universe was destroyed if Dhruva Loka is still remained in this material world.
Is that the question?
Yeah,
Prabhupada mentions that when the material world is destroyed, like when the material world is destroyed, the universe returns into the body of Mahavishnu, but that planet does not enter the body of Mahavishnu.It remains in the effulgence of Krishna, the Brahma Jyoti.
那么 Srila Prabhupada 他提到了，就是当这个宇宙毁灭的时候呢，整个的这个宇宙呢，它都会进入到 Mahavishnu 的体内。 但是朱瓦洛卡这个星球呢，它是不会回到马哈维诺的体内的，它会始终的留在 Brahma Jyoti， 就是这个梵光之中。
Not only Dhruva Loka, but as we heard many times in the Chaitanya Charitamrita lectures, also Dwarka, Mathura, Vrindavan, and Mayapur are never destroyed.
实际上不仅仅是 Dhruva Loka 没有被毁灭，那我们在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的这个课程里面呢，我们会听到很多次是这样的说法，就是当在宇宙毁灭的时候，像 Dwarka、Mathura、Vrindavan， 这些地方也都是不会毁灭的。
Okay.
The next one， 至尊主为什么不是以两臂的 Krishna 形象，而是以四臂的形象，出现在朱瓦王子的面前的，有什么不同吗 ？Why the Lord manifested with a four arms form in front of Jiva Maharaj instead of his original form of the two arms? Are there any differences for these two forms?
Now there's no difference, but the meditation of Jiva Maharaj was not the meditation on Krishna in his Vrindavan pastimes.
那么这两个形象其实没有任何的区别，但是呢当朱瓦玛什他在做冥想的时候呢，他并没有冥想主 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光中的形象。
Or Krishna in his Dwarka pastimes.
或者说是 Krishna 在 Dwarka 的逍遥时光中的形象。
Or Krishna in his Mathura pastimes.
或者说是Krishna 在他的 Mathura 的逍遥时光中的形象。
The form of form from Krishna is in Vaikuntha.
所以说呢，这个四臂的 Krishna 的形象是来自于瓦昆塔的形象。
So the meditation of Dhruva attracted the form of Krishna in Vaikuntha.
所以说呢，这个朱瓦玛哈什他的这个冥想呢，是吸引了 Krishna 在瓦昆塔的形象。
So that's why he appeared with four arm forms.
那也就是因为这个原因呢，他是以四臂的形象展现的。
There's another detail about this.
那还有另外一个关于这一点的细节。
That something happened when Dhruva Maharaj completed his glorification of Krishna.
还有另外一点就是当朱瓦玛哈什结束了他对 Krishna 的荣耀之后
，Krishna placed his conch on the head of Dhruva.
Krishna 呢就把他的这个海螺，放在了朱瓦玛哈什的头上。
And the conch, we know that Krishna has four arms and it has four weapons. One is the conch and the lotus.And one is the club and the disc.
那么我们知道 Krishna 他这个四臂呢是拿着四件东西的。那么其中的一只手呢是托着海螺，另外一只手呢是拿着莲花，另外呢是拿着大棒和海螺。
So the club and the disc is for the demons, and the conch and the lotus is for the devotees.
所以他这个大棒和神碟，刚才也是神碟啊，就是他这个大棒和神碟呢，是为恶魔准备的，而这个莲花和海螺呢，是为奉献者准备的。
The conch is considered to be very pure.
海螺被认为是非常的纯净的东西。
And the conch also represents victory.
而且海螺它也代表的是胜利。
So Krishna placed his conch on the head of Dhruva to confirm that his meditation was proper, his motivation was proper, and his glorification was proper.
所以说呢 ，Krishna 他把海螺放在朱瓦玛哈什的头上，就是为了要向他来确认，就是他的这个。苦行是 恰当的，他的这个冥想也是恰当的，他的供奉的祷文和他的荣耀之词也都是恰当的。The next one, 主的逍遥时光与主的奉献者的逍遥时光有没有区别？ Are there any differences between the pastimes of the Lord and the pastimes of Lord's devotees?
They are not disconnected. They are always related to one another.
他们两个是没有分开的，他们两个总是连接在一起的。
Because when you hear about the pastime of a devotee, those pastimes are always 100% connected to Krishna.
因为当你在去聆听一位纯粹奉献者的逍遥时光的时候，就他的逍遥时光一定是100%和 Krishna 相连接在一起的。
So when a devotee is performing activities, we know that Krishna is always involved in those activities, therefore it is not different than Krishna himself.
那么所以说呢，当 Krishna 的奉献者在从事一些活动的时候，那么 Krishna 他一定也是会身在其中的，参与到这些活动中的。所以说 Krishna 和他的纯粹奉献者之间的逍遥时光神是没有任何区别的。
Because the life of a devotee is completely guided by the spiritual energy of Krishna.
因为呢，一位纯粹奉献者的生活，他是完全的在 Krishna 的灵性的能量的指导之下的。
So there is no difference.
所以他们之间没有区别。So the next one.一个奉献者的灵性进步取决于他的真诚程度，不取决于外在，不取决于我们的业报。Krishna 就在我们的心中，他知道我们的一切，他也知道我们是否真诚。如果我们真诚的话，即使我们不聪明， Krishna 也会帮助我们。帕布，您知道这段话的出处吗？是在经典里面有吗？ The question is that she is putting a passage here. She's asking you if you are familiar with this passage and also,where the passage is from, which part of the sastra for this passage to from. So the passage is like this. The advancement, the spiritual advancement of a devotee is determined by, is decided by how sincere he is, but not for the external reasons, and also is not decided by his or her karma.Krishna is in the heart of every one of us, so he knows everything about us. He is also knowing that if we are sincere. So if we are really sincere, even we are not very smart or intelligent, he will still help, very helpful for us. He will support us.
So she read this somewhere and she wants to know where it's from?
Yeah.And he asked if you are familiar with that.
I have heard this before, of course, many times.
那么我确实听说。
But I cannot locate where it is in scriptures.
Okay, 那么这句话呢，我也听过很多很多次了，但是呢，我没有办法告诉你，就这句话它具体的在经典的出处是哪里。
It could also be something that Prabhupada said.
那么这也许可能呢是 Srila Prabhupada 所讲的话。
Because Prabhupada said similar things many times.
因为Srila Prabhupada 呢，他很多很多次的讲述了同样的内容。So that's it.
So these are the five questions?
Yeah, this is the five questions from Dina Tarini.Mataji.
Okay.
And there is one more question from another devotee, Hare Krishna Prabhu. 请问老师，修习奉爱服务，在同时修习神秘瑜伽可以吗？对奉爱有影响吗？ So my question is that if it's okay to simultaneously practice the devotional service and the mystic yoga system. If I'm doing that, will that have any impact to the devotional service practice?
Devotional service to Krishna as it is presented by Rupa Goswami.
那么奉献服务就是原汁原味的奉献服务呢是被 Rupa Goswami 为我们揭示的。
Is much, much higher than any mystic yoga practice.
那么这个奉献服务的修行呢要比任何的神秘瑜伽的修习要高得多得多。
Why is that?
为什么会这样？
Because for a devotee to perform devotional service to Krishna, they must give up their false ego.
因为作为一个奉献者，当他在修习奉爱就是这个奉献服务的时候，他必须要放弃他的假我。
And what motivates mystic yogis to achieve their mystic performance is their false ego.
但是，去这个激励着。这个玄秘瑜伽师去得到他们的这个玄秘瑜伽的修行的这个结果是他的假我是假我在激励着他去做这件事情。
So mystic yogis cannot approach Krishna because their ego is too big.
所以说呢一位玄秘瑜伽师他是没有办法去接近 Krishna 的因为他的这个假我太大了。
So if a devoteeOut of humility and giving up the false ego, are able to approach Krishna, it puts them higher than the mystic yogis.
所以说呢，如果要是一位这个奉献者，他能够为了要去接近 Krishna 而放弃他的假我去做这件事情的话，那他就会被放置在一个更高的一个层面，更高的位置。
So forget about mystic yoga practice.The real mystic yoga is devotional service to Krishna.
所以说呢，就让我们忘记神秘瑜伽的修习吧，因为这个真正的这个修习的方式是为 Krishna 去从事奉献服务的修习方式。真正的灵性的修习是这样的。
And don't try mystic yoga because you will not succeed anyway.
而且呢，也不要练着去。试图去修习神秘瑜伽，因为肯定也成功不了。
Yeah, I'll give you an idea of practical mystic yoga in this day and age in China.
那我给大家讲一讲，就是在当今在中国的神秘瑜伽师所处在的状态。
That you will spend 4 hours in the public transport to go to a devotee sangha.
那你比如说要花4个小时的时间这个长途跋涉的去参加一个奉献者的联谊的活动。
Yogis cannot do this. Devotees can do this.
但是瑜伽师是做不到这一点的但是一位奉献者他可以这么做。
If you put a mystic yogi in a subway or in a bus in the middle of the city in China, they will completely go crazy. But devotees, They're thinking, oh, I'm going to go and see my devotee friends. I'm looking forward to it. And they transcend all the difficulties.
那如果我们要是把一个这个玄秘瑜伽师把它给放置在城市中的非常喧嚣的人群之中还有就是非常拥挤的这个交通工具里面的时候他肯定就疯了。但是呢一位奉献者他就可以超越所有的这些苦行。因为呢他觉得我现在要去见我的奉献者的朋友所以呢我就可以忍受这一切我非常的开心。
Okay?
Yes.
Alright, so we'll finish here.
Okay, 那我们Dina Tarini Maji said that thank you very much for your perfect answer.
You're welcome, Dina Tarini Mataji.
Dina Tarini Mataji, 不客气。
Okay, so thank you very much, Sati Mataji, for hosting the... Oh, no, forget about Sati Mataji.
No, Sati Mataji is there. She is hosting. She's the one...
Sorry, Sati Mataji. Sorry. Okay, thank you, Sati Mataji. Thank you so much, Sati Mataji. Thank you, Sati Mataji.
非常非常非常感谢萨提玛德吉。
And thank you, Dana Katie, for translation.
那谢谢 Dana Katie 的翻译。
Thank you, Ashu, for allowing me to give lecture today.
那也非常感谢阿叔今天允许我讲这些早课。
Thank you to all the devotees for your wonderful questions.
那非常感谢所有的奉献者，你们这么美妙的问题。
Dhruva Maharaj Ki Jai.
Jai.
Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.
Keshadesh Yatra Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Hari Hari Bol. Radha Charan Prabhu Ki Jai.